I'm glad we were here together in our nation's capital.
Me too, Forrest.
We walked around all night, Jenny and me, just talking. She told me about all the traveling she'd done and how she discovered ways to expand her mind and learn how to live in harmony, which must be out west somewhere, because she made it all the way to California.
Hey! Anybody want to go to San Francisco?
I'll go.
Far out!
It was a very special night for the two of us. I didn't want it to end.
Wish you wouldn't go, Jenny.
I have to, Ford.
Jenny? Things got a little out of hand. It's just this war and that lying son of a bitch, Johnson. It would never hurt you. You know that.
You know what I think? I think you should go home to Greenbow, Alabama!
Forrest, we have very different lives, you know.
I want you to have this.
Forrest, I can't keep this.
I got it. Just by doing what you told me to do.
Why are you so good to me?
You're my girl.
I'll always be your girl.
Again.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
I thought I was going back to Vietnam, but instead they decided the best way for me to fight the communists was to play ping pong. So I was in the special services, traveling around the country, cheering up all them wounded veterans and showing them how to play ping pong. I was so good that some years later, the Army decided that I should be on the All-America Ping Pong Team. We were the first Americans to visit the land of China in like a million years or something like that. Somebody said world peace was in our hands, but all I did was play ping pong. When I got home, I was a national celebrity, famous or even in Captain Kangaroo.
Here he is, Forrest Gump, right here. Forrest Gump, John Lennon.
Welcome home.
You had quite a trip. Can you tell us, what was China like?
In the land of China, people hardly got nothing at all.
No possessions?
And in China, they never go to church.
No religion, too?
Oh. Hard to imagine.
Well, it's easy if you try, Dick.
Some years later, that nice young man from England was on his way home to see his little boy and was signing some autographs for no particular reason at all. Somebody shot him.
They gave you...